You're listening to episode 322 of Women Worldwide. How much do you know about cannabis and the ways it can enhance a woman's lifestyle? I've got a guest today who has a lot to share on this topic, so stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Thank you so much for being here, for showing up, for sharing how you're doing, how you're feeling, and of course, the stories of our guests who come on the show. Well, it is a new week, another episode. We've got a super interesting guest with a journey and lots of advice for you. All right. Well, in this episode, we're going to get curious about cannabis. We're going to get Canna Curious, which is actually a new digital magazine. And joining me on the show is the co-founder of Canna Curious and also brand director, Takesha Harvey. And Takesha has founded this magazine for a purpose. It's to showcase cannabis so women can understand how it improves and enhances their lifestyle, from nutrition and beauty to health and wellness. Now, Takesha has a long history with brands. Prior to this venture, she was working with Ralph Lauren, spearheading the relaunch of initiatives. She also handled multi-million dollar budgets for ConAgra, and she had her own marketing consultancy that she launched in 2018. So now she's here. She's ready to share about this venture. Takesha, welcome. Welcome to Women Worldwide.
Thank you so much for having me. I really am excited to talk to you today.
Well, I'm excited to get curious. So we've covered cannabis, but from a different angle, not necessarily from this angle. So I'd love to dive in. First question I always ask is, how did you get on this path to launching Canna Curious, and why this magazine and why now?
So you mentioned before, like my background in history is I started my career working in fashion, and then I switched over to food. But there's a common thread that has been throughout my career, and that is understanding what consumers want and then finding opportunities to supply them with those wants. And so after leaving ConAgra back in 2017, I kind of went on the sabbatical. I call it my midlife break because I was like, I turned 40 and I was like, I need to take a break and rediscover what I want to do with the next phase of my life. And so during that time, I was just exploring different ideas, talking to different people, meeting lots, traveling as well, and just meeting lots of people doing interesting things. And I started to hear more and more about CBD and how this new kind of the coconut oil, if you will, of 2020.
Move over, coconut oil.
Right. Was starting to gain popularity. And what I discovered through actually one of a client that I engaged with was there were a lot of people who were in the industry that didn't come from a traditional consumer packaged goods background. And I was like, you know, this could be another opportunity for me to put my training and skill set and apply it to a new burgeoning industry. And what I really liked about the industry was it was just basically reframing how we thought about the cannabis plant, the hemp plant. And it was exciting and eye-opening. And then, of course, I tried it, you know, I had like some carpal tunnel in my wrist. And I was like, this stuff doesn't work, but it actually really did work.
It worked.
And so it got me excited about, you know, even to start sharing about changing people's minds about this plant. And then I had the opportunity to actually work for a cannabis consumer research company. And I did that for 2 years. And that was really amazing because what I learned was in talking to lots of medical marijuana patients and consumers was that people weren't using this plant just to get high. They were using it for wellness. It has a great benefit of you know, what people know on I guess in the street terms is giving you the munchies, but that actually helps a lot of people with a lot of who have lost their appetite. And as they get older and they're dealing with things like dementia, like it helps them to really sustain life because they can eat again. And so through that period, I was like, you know, there is an opportunity here to talk to women specifically about the benefits of this plant. And what I found out there was that, you know, it was either the information that was out there was either too medical, too technical, more about the business of cannabis. And I found that there wasn't anything really speaking to women, and especially newbies, I would say.
Like, sure.
People who were interested in finding out more, but didn't know where to start and didn't want to feel kind of left out or because they didn't know more. And so that's where literally the idea for Cannacurious started. We thought, you know, how might we speak to women in a beautiful and approachable way to let her know about the benefits of this plant specifically for her. You know, there's pelvic health information, you know, sexual wellness information, things that I didn't even know before I started this journey. And so that's really how Cannacurious was born and came to life.
That's amazing. So as Cannacurious was being born and you're finding out all of this information, you launch your digital magazine. Did you have challenges rolling it out or getting women interested in the topic or even getting them beyond, oh, cannabis is just for getting high in the munchies? What was that experience like?
Well, so, you know, so being an experienced brand marketer and product marketer, this was still a whole new animal because you're trying to, first of all, overcome the barrier that people have in their minds about this product, right? So they're immediately thinking, this is a drug. Why are you talking to me about a drug? So first you have to get them to rethink about, you know, this is a plant. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you why people think it's a drug, the history and the propaganda behind that. But then also it's like, you know, getting people to really challenge things that they've been taught. And I feel like in the past year, this has been the year to reframe and relook at how we look at things, everything that's been going on in terms of, you know, the Me Too movement, the Black Lives Matter movement. We've been in a time and an age where we are like challenging things that we were taught and looking at them with fresh eyes. And so, and cannabis is just another one of those areas. And so the timing is right. And the challenge has been really just to let people know, first of all, this is not a drug. And then once they get over that, to get them to pay attention to what else you're saying. And part of the way that we do that is with our beautiful design and our approachability, right? So it's like, it doesn't look like how you would think, like it's not a stoner type magazine. It's not,
right.
It looks like we're reflecting women from all walks of life. So, and who have all different types of situations so that you can identify, our readers can identify and see themselves in our stories.
Well, I think that's really important. And that's where your brand expertise comes in, because every woman who's going to read that magazine wants to feel like you understand me, because it's always what's in it for me, right? When it comes to that brand proposition. So is there any, you mentioned some of the uses, you mentioned something about the sexual use. What was the most surprising of all that maybe you learned that you haven't said so far? Is there anything else that you kind of scratched your head and said, oh, I didn't know this, or wow, I can't wait to share this?
Well, so in terms of like women's, I'll say sexual wellness, meaning all the lady parts. I didn't realize how many women suffered with things like endometriosis, pelvic pain that actually precluded them from having enjoyable sex lives. And there's some products, CBD products, that actually, some topical products that have been out there that are literally specifically for women and for those parts to help with the inflammation and the pain in those areas. And I was surprised. And I think that our readers also find that amazing.
There are topical products. So I'm thinking that's a cream?
Like topical oils.
Okay. Yes. So oils.
Yes.
Are there creams or is it just all oil-based?
There is, there's a water-based, there's a brand that has a water-based, or I guess it's not an oil, but it's water-based. There's also suppositories that are based in coconut cocoa butter that you can use. And what they do is just another way to deliver topically, you know, CBD and some products have THC, but those, right. they both help to reduce the inflammation at the site. So you mm-hmm. can have some relief within minutes. So within 15 to 30 minutes, you can have relief from a sexual enhancement standpoint. They increase blood flow to that area, which adds to, you know, better sexual pleasure. And right. so those areas, I know we hear a lot about men's, you know,
Seattle. Yeah, I was just going to say, this must be for men too, yeah, right?
Well, you know, are we just supposed to, you know, just take it and not have fun? but also even talking about these topics or even thinking of, you know, menopause and, you know,
right.
there's so many things that I realize that as women, we do not talk about, even with each other.
Right. You know, it's fascinating. Well, times are changing, Takesha.
Yeah. Exactly.
Definitely changing. Well, you're certainly opening eyes. You did mention the carpal tunnel. So being a professional, and I know many professionals, actually, one client that I worked with, she had carpal tunnel in both of her wrists and she had to have surgery. Is using a CBD product something that would prevent a surgery? Is it something that just aids before you get the surgery? I'm curious.
Yeah, I am not curious. That, but let me tell you. So we all have an endocannabinoid system. And what happens is the hemp plant, the cannabis plant, they have phytocannabinoids. And so when you have them introduce them into your system, your endocannabinoid system tells you like, oh, you're hungry, or oh, there's pain here. They have these receptors that fire. And when you have introduced additional cannabinoids, they can go and calm and rebalance those again, firing receptors and bring you back into homeostasis and calm. So if you're having a pain or inflammation in a specific area and you introduce these cannabinoids, they go and find those areas where you're out of balance and try to bring you back into balance. And that's where a lot of times with CBD in particular, there is no high. But what you'll feel is less pain, maybe less anxiety. And those are areas that people use CBD a lot for, because it helps in those with those specific conditions. So it helps, I'd say, to reduce pain, reduce inflammation. It's not a cure-all. And that's what I'd right. say for anything. It's not a cure-all. It's just another tool in your toolkit to help you manage life, essentially, you know, instead of using prescription drugs or using over-the-counter medications. You want a more natural or plant-based option, cannabis and help and hemp can help.
Awesome. Who's reading this magazine? What's your largest audience? I mean, I know it's women.
Yes.
But is it younger women, middle-aged women, older women? And who do you really want to get to?
So our sweet spot is like the 30-something-year-old. And the reason why the 30-something-year-old is the sweet spot is because generally, that's a point in life, as they call it now, adulting happens, where you have a lot more responsibilities, and you've kind of hit this place sometimes with your career where you've got that figured out. Children may be popping up into the equation. Just a lot more things, a lot more stressors are being presented in your life. And so, and then also you're at a point where, I will say, you know, cannabis and CBD products are not super inexpensive. So you have to have
the
money to be able to actually afford them. And introduce like these supplements into your life. And there's also just at a 30-something-year-old, I'd say, is when you're looking for that help of, okay, mm-hmm. what else can I do? You know, is it meditation? Is it yoga? Is it, you know, what are in other ways can I make my life better? So that's kind of our sweet spot. We do appeal to both younger and older, but the 30-something is really our sweet spot.
Well, it makes sense. That's millennials. Yeah. And millennials definitely are a generation that because of disruption, they have stress and they have financial stress and because of their loans, they've been through many different things. And I could see that being a sweet spot. Maybe if you will share a big aha moment or even an uh-oh moment, like, uh-oh, something happened where it was just such a learning lesson for you that has guided you throughout your career and makes you who you are today as a professional?
I think, you know, one really big aha moment that I've had that I try to always remember is your opinion matters. So speak up. You know, earlier on in my career, I'm naturally an introvert. I can perform and put it on, you know, but afterwards I need to go and sit down for like an hour by myself. So I know how to manage that, you know, but I had a supervisor, a manager tell me, like, you know, if you're not speaking up in meetings, I either think you're not interested or you don't know what's going on. And a lot of times I was just digesting the information to try to put my thoughts together to say something that was, you know, that I felt would be impactful.
And sure.
You just have to put it out there, clean it up later. But at least, you know, sometimes we just I think especially women, we overthink it and we want to make sure it's perfect and we want to say it correctly. But put it out there because you never know. Then someone else speaks up and says something. You're like, I thought of that. And you're like, I didn't say it.
That's so, such a good point. That was great advice.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's also how I've continued navigating through my career and even starting businesses is you see an opportunity. You don't have to wait for someone else to do it. Just say, hey, let me see how I can address this opportunity. And that's what we did with Canna Curious. We're like, there's nothing else like this. Well, let's create it.
That's amazing. What were there any skills that you didn't expect to use or that you had to learn as a co-founder or entrepreneur of this digital magazine?
Well, first of all, I've never done a magazine before. So it was like everything has been building the plane and flying it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. But
it is possible because there's no shortage of information out there. So I, you know, there's things like email marketing. I had no idea. I've done marketing. I know how to talk to a consumer, but I have never actually done the mechanics of email marketing. And when
it's a whole different animal, right?
And when you're an entrepreneur with a small team, you know, you have to do everything. Your finance, yes. Your operations, your accounting.
Many hats.
And part of it, I love new challenges. I call myself a multi-passionate creative. So I like to tackle new challenges and learn new things. Not all of them I love after, but some right. I would gladly hand off. But it's, like I said, there's no shortage of information out there. And some of the best ways to figure it out is to, you know, Google is your mm-hmm. friend. There's no
shortage best friend.
Like online courses, YouTube instructions, YouTube videos. But then also just connecting with people who are where you want to be or doing things that you want to do and having those conversations. People really do like sharing about their journey. And I found that just reaching out has been very helpful.
Sure. So how do you stay up on this new industry and the way it's growing and all that you need to know? What feeds you your information? Besides Google.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. So there's a whole legislative part to cannabis that you kind of have to stay on top of as well, because laws continue to change. More and more states are becoming, have medical, there's 33 states that have medical marijuana programs. And then there's like 15 that have adult use programs. So you can, you know, buy it recreationally if you're, I think it's over 18 or over 21. And those continue to change every day. And so part of it is just staying on top of like the legislature and seeing what's going on there, but also like following publications that are publishing, you know, how people are using it, what's happening, where the focus is going. While we focus on the newbie, you know, who's mm-hmm. still trying to get educated, we still have to understand, you know, where the industry is going, where,
yes.
how, because for most things are not like FDA approved. But there's things that are changing each day. So understanding how can we talk about this? What can we say? What can we not say? And then also just really staying in tune with women. We're about to do a focus group. We did one prior to launching. Just to tap in and make sure that, you know, we are providing the information that is useful in a manner that women can digest. And we're talking about topics that are relevant to them. So kind of staying tuned in with our audience is also a way to make sure that we're delivering the best information possible.
Yeah, that primary research is so important. You are keeping the pulse when you're actually talking to the women and the demographic that you're trying to reach. Absolutely. With everything that's going on right now, just give us some tips on how you're staying focused.
I think number one is like, remember why you started, because it can get overwhelming for sure. When there's a million things that you need to get done, or you feel like I'm not making the progress that I want to make, but go back to, okay, we started this magazine because we saw an opportunity. It was something that we all wanted to do. Like it was fun. And I go back to that, like, you know, remembering why did I start this? And also it was like, I thought about this, it was like, how cool would it be to create something that doesn't exist? And how brave would I be to actually step
Very
out
brave.
And do it? Yeah. And like, And so it's like almost like coaching myself, or, you know, yes. saying like, what would I tell somebody else? And I just tell it to myself. And that helps just like to stay grounded and to keep it rooted in like, not just the outcome, but the process and the journey. And
I love that. It's all about the journey.
Yeah.
The outcome is become. But you do, you forget that all those little points in between, all those mini moments are really important.
They are.
So that is good. Well, I just, you shared so much. How is social media helping you? Are you using social media? I would think.
Yeah, primarily we're using Instagram. And I found that, you know, one of the great things about social media is a great way to build an audience. And visually, you know, we're a magazine, so
yes,
we're targeting women, and women like beautiful things. So, you know, visuals are important, but it's also a great way to educate in like short snippets. And what we've done is found some really good partnerships with brands that are very female focused, but also, you know, some influencers and basic some people who have the audience that we want to go after and expand with. And so social media has been great. We've been doing it organically though. And so it's a slower build, but that's another one of those times when we're like, okay, we want to do this the right way, not just vanity.
You're building real community. I mean, anybody can go and buy followers, but that's not real.
It's not.
You do it the right way.
Yes. And that's definitely been, like I said, it's been slow and steady, but it's been working, and that's been really rewarding for us to see.
Good. Slow and steady wins the race. Well, I can hardly believe I'm going to ask you the parting advice question. So tell us, Takesha, to all those listeners and viewers out there who are watching, if they want to start something new, launch something that's never been done, what do you want to tell them?
I think, well, first of all, think about why not me? Why not you? Why not me? You know, someone had to create everything that we're doing, someone created it. And so really instill that in yourself. Why not me? You know, and the next thing is really everything that is available to you in terms of people who have done it, don't be afraid to reach out, have coffee conversations, 15-minute conversations, you know, really check in with your network. You never realize who is already surrounding you that you can tap into to say, hey, I'm curious about doing this. You know, can you give me some advice or guidance, or do you know someone who I maybe can talk to learn more? And then finally, get a really good support team, because if you don't have somebody for you, it makes it like exponentially harder. And so, you know, block out the naysayers, the people who are going to project their fear onto you. Say thank you, but just don't discuss your idea with them anymore, because you really need positivity and cheerleaders, because you are stepping out and doing something different. Even if it's within your own career and existing workplace, whether it's going for a promotion or getting on a special project or requesting for, you know, to do something different within your role, you know, have cheerleaders and having that support network makes it just so much better. So those are my wise tips of, you know, from my, I don't know, 20 years of working in entrepreneuring.
Well, they are extremely wise, and I think everybody should listen to your advice. And that first one, why not me? Right. Exactly. Yeah. You can do anything, anything at all. Well, Takesha, let everybody know where they can find out more about you and Canna Curious.
So you can follow the magazine is at cannacuriousmag.com. We have our free digital issues there. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Canna Curious Mag. And me personally, you can find me at TakeshaHarvey.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming on the show and helping us to become more Canna Curious. Love it. Really appreciate everything you've shared.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. This was fun.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. And thank you to all of you for tuning into Women Worldwide. As I always say, keep the conversations going and the feedback coming. You know where to find me. I am on Twitter. I'm at Dee Breckenridge, or connect with me on LinkedIn. Okay, everyone, until our next episode, be safe and stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.